She's such a fucking lady, right?
Hey, ladies. You are now tuned in to She Knows Podcast,
she only really
hosted by Miss Brownstone. Really if you are new, hit that subscribe button. Welcome to the family. And if you are old, welcome back, bitch. You got to get into some juicy topics.
And she told me that she make them come fast. Why you acting like that? You ain't tripping, you been in your bag. Good girl, why you look so bad? And she told me that she make them come fast.
More of a real bitch and my pussy wetter. 50 inches to my ass, I'm a trendsetter. Left my old nigga cause my new nigga flip better. Booked a flight to Puerto Rico. Can't believe bitches vacation in a cheap.
Hey ladies. I know y'all probably hearing that song and y'all like, what we about to get into? Cause y'all know the song try to be in line with the episode, but ain't nothing crazy going on with this song with the episode. I just want to be a little ratchet. Say, huh? Ooh. Hey, who likes Stunner? Huh? You know better, so you did better. Huh?
More of a real bitch and my pussy wetter.
Huh? All right, anyways. Let's get into today's episode, okay? That song ain't had nothing to do with the fuck we about to talk about today, okay? It ain't have a goddamn thing. I just want to hear some ratchet ass shit. I'm sorry. But good morning. Good morning. How you doing? How you doing, girl? You doing good, girl? Okay, let's get to some stories, girl. Let's get to some stories, girl. Okay. So, today's episode is entitled... Where am I at? Okay, I gotta look at my paper. Okay, I'm sorry, y'all. Today's episode is entitled Law 16, Use Absence to Increase Power and Respect. Okay, so I know y'all like, what the fuck is Law 16? I told y'all before when I listed some books for y'all, I told y'all to make sure y'all get the 48 laws of power. So we are on the 16th law. I don't go through every law, and we're not listing all the laws. I just felt as though, because something happened recently, I was like, okay, this is what this episode is going to be about. So, yeah, today's episode is about Law 16, Use Absence to Increase Power and Respect. Okay. So, what we about to get into is I want to play this little clip for y'all. And then we're going to get into some things, okay? Oh, Jesus Christ, I'm burping. Sorry, honey. And so we're going to get into some things. Okay, honey. All right, so let's play this clip.
Law number 16. Use absence to increase respect and honor. Too much circulation makes the price go down. The more you're seen and heard from, the more common you appear. If you're already established in a group, temporary withdrawal from it will make you more talked about, even more admired. You must learn when to leave. Create value through scarcity. At the start of an affair, you need to heighten your presence in the eyes of the other. If you absent yourself too early, you may be forgotten. But once your lover's emotions are engaged and the feeling of love has crystallized, absence inflames and excites.
So he started talking about relationships, and I think we have already talked about that already, where I said bless him with your gifts of absence.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
And I always tell y'all, like, if you remove yourself from a situation, or if you still want to be with somebody but it's a little rocky right now, and you remove yourself and you have your hobbies and things like that, and you know, do the the no contact, do the no contact rule. I was telling y'all about that, and I was like, it'll make them miss you and they'll come back, because people miss what they no longer have, okay? And that's just what it is. Or they miss what they what they can't get. You know what I'm saying? I tell y'all all the time about the phrase, gitty, gitty, never wanty, and wanty, wanty, never gitty. We talk about that all the time. But in this situation here, we're going to talk about using absence in a different way as for in just in life. You know what I'm saying? As for in life, friendships, jobs, whatever, but mainly in life. So I'm going to explain it, but I'm going to tell y'all a little... I'm going to tell you how the story came about, okay? I'm about to say a story, but it ain't a story, okay? The story came about. I'm going to tell y'all how this episode came about. All right, so today's episode was inspired by, okay? Was inspired by my life. So recently, I haven't really talked about it, but recently my cat passed away. It was some, I don't even know how she passed away. I wasn't here. I just came home to a dead cat, okay? It was fucking weird. I don't want to talk about that too much because I don't think that's ever something I'm really going to get over because I wasn't over my first cat dying. And that's just what it is. Like, I mean, life goes on, but grieving is, like, grieving really ain't my thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been to a lot of funerals and I'll cry because the music is sad, but I don't be crying over the person or because that person died. I'd be crying because the environment is just sad, the energy is just that heavy. But nobody close to me has passed away where I cry except for my pets, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just not that type of person, so I don't want to really like talk about it too much. But my cat had died and my homeboy, he came over, he helped me put my cat away and stuff. And he was like, you know what, I don't want you in this house, let's go out, like I don't want you just be sitting in the house, you know, all sad, da da da. So I was just like, all right, cool. So we had went out, to go play pool. And we went out to go play pool and this dude showed up who I used to talk to or whatever. And he was on a bitch hip, okay? Like we was, you know, at first I was staying my distance from him because I just like, damn, I ain't seen him in a long time and it's kind of awkward. Like I don't like running across people I used to fuck with. I just like feel like we shouldn't be running the same circle. Like once you're part of my past, I go for friendships, jobs, coworkers, anybody, relationships. Once you're part of my past, when I say I'm done with you, we should never cross paths because you're my past. And if we cross paths, then I feel like I'm not doing something right because we shouldn't be, you shouldn't be in the same facility as me. We shouldn't be breathing the same fucking air. Like, that's just how I feel. It's just me thing. It's not like everybody should think like this, but it's just how I feel. Like, I feel like if I run across people from my past, like, we hanging out, we doing the same shit, that mean I really ain't elevate. Because I'm supposed to be surpassing you each and every time. You know what I mean? You're the past, bitch, okay? So I was a little bit uncomfortable at first. I didn't really speak to him. But then after a while, he came around and he was talking to me. We was talking and joking or whatever. And he was on my body because he was just like, damn, like, where you been? Like, I ain't see you in a minute. You know what I'm saying? Like, I kind of miss you. Like, you know, we need to kick it sometimes and da-da-da-da. You know, and I was flirting. He was flirting or whatever. But he was from my past, bitch. I ain't want no parts of that. So then that had me thinking, like, damn. You know, the energy he was giving me this time, he ain't give me before. But then I remember, like, he ain't see me in a minute, you know? That makes sense. So then after that, my homeboy, the same homeboy that took me out, the next day he was like, come on, let's go out again. So we had went to this club that I used to go to all the time. And I stopped going there because after a while, club sceneries get boring. You see the same people, they doing the same old thing, they playing the same old fucking music. It's just like, wonk, wonk, wonk. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll go there if it's something to do, with it's nothing to do type shit. But it's just like, eh, you feel me? So, I ended up going there with my homeboy, and when I went in there, this other guy who tried to talk to me, but I had to curve at him or whatever, he seen me, and then, like, a couple of the people that I knew out there that, you know, the DJs and the promoters and all them, I know them, they seen me, you feel me? So they was all like, oh, what's up, Miss Brownstone, da-da-da-da, they coming over, you look good, I ain't see you in a minute, da-da-da, and it was like, because I haven't been around them, they was like, you know, on my dick for real. I ain't gonna lie. So then it became, oh, well, let me give you a drink. You know, you could come in our section, buy you a bottle. You feel me? We in the spot. We in the You feel me? So it became all of that. And I was thinking, like, damn, what's the difference? Like, I mean, any other time, yeah, they invite me in. Any other time I am in a section with them. But they never, like, invited me. Like, oh, I need you in a section. Like, I just be in a section because we know each other. You know what I'm saying? But this time it was more like, yeah, we got a bottle. You want a shot? You want da-da-da? What you need? I get it for you. You feel me? Like, they was just excited. What you want to hear? You know what I'm saying? We play your song. You know, shit like that. Oh, this one from Miss Brownstone. We know you like this song. Like, shit like that. So it was like, I felt like a little mini celebrity and shit. But then I had to think about it. Like, Why is that? So then when I had seen the DJ, when I walked in, his first reaction, he smiled really big and then he had laughed. So when I was leaving, I said, what's up with you? And he had hugged me and I was like, what's up with you? Like, you know, I'm about to dip, but why you laugh for when you see me? And he was like, nah, it wasn't no disrespect shit or whatever. I laughed because like you was the last person I was expecting to see in here for real. Like, that's what it was. He's like, you know, you don't go out like that. And I'm like, nah, I don't. I really don't, you know. And then we left that club, and then they invited me. Excuse me, I got the hiccup. Then they invited me to the after hour. Let me take a sip of this water, honey, because sometimes you get a hiccups because you be drinking too much. It's just crazy because I don't know how the fuck I got the hiccups because I ain't even drinking that much. But yeah, so I was like, oh, he had invited me. He had invited me to the after hour spot or whatever. And I was just like, all right, whatever. And I never really show my face at the after hour spot. I don't even go out to the after hour. But because I was invited, you know, and they all, what you need, you feel me, they catering to me. I'm like, why not? You know, why not go? So I had went. And then when I had got home, I started thinking, I said, oh, shit. It's Law 16 about absence. I was like, that's really what happened tonight. You know what I'm saying? Because I wasn't around as much, people started to treat me as if I was like fucking royalty because they don't get to see me as much. You get what I'm saying? And that law is so true. If you want to be respected or have power or whatever the case may be, you have to withdraw from certain environments so you can get treated the way you want to be treated, right? And some people will be like, oh, so you did all that just to get a certain type of treatment or whatever. I'm not saying I'm doing it on purpose. What I'm saying is that's how it go. And then you really got to think about it like, the reason why that works is because something that is of good quality, is not easily accessible for everyone. You get what I'm saying? Like, if you are easily accessible, then people don't value your time. People just expect to see you. Like, you know, imagine if I went to that club every Saturday. Then that Saturday, by the fucking 10th Saturday I go, maybe even the 5th, people are like, oh, yeah, she always here. She a regular. It's not like, oh my God, Miss Brownstone. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, oh, she always is. She a regular. You know what I'm saying? So it's like something that is good cannot be easily acceptable. It cannot be something that you come across on a day-to-day basis. It has to be rare. You know what I'm saying? Like, it has to be rare if you want to be treated a certain type of way. And you really got to look at yourself like that, though. You got to look at yourself as like something that's rare because you don't want to be the person that everybody can just like be around, you know what I mean, or be predictable, you know. So you want to get in good with people, and then you want to kind of like remove yourself so that the scarcity is what makes them feel like, oh my God, like I gotta go all out for her, you know what I mean, I gotta be around because I might not see her again, type shit. And the crazy part is there's men that do that. Like, I know men who they use it in dating, though, you know. They I know men who, you know, they'll first meet a girl, they'll take her out all the time, they'll be around her probably like 3 or 4 days, like not all the time, like every day of the week, but like, you know, once a week you'll see him, and you see him enough where it's like, okay, every Friday or every second Friday of the month, I know I see him. So this is a constant thing, you know what I'm saying? Or every other weekend I see him. So then they'll do that. They'll build you getting used to him being around and stuff like that. And then he will slowly withdraw, and now he has to work. Now he got errands he got to run. Now he doing his da-da-da-da. Whatever case may be, right? And what ends up happening is the woman ends up missing the good times and seeing the value in the times that she had with him. And she starts to miss him, starts to think about him about a lot. So then when he...
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
finally pops his head back up, she's ready to fuck him because she like, damn, I might not be able to fuck him again because he been gone for how long? You know what I mean? Like, he disappeared. Like, you feel me? And you also start to see the value in this person's time because this person wasn't around for a little bit. You know, like, you like, damn, he got shit going on. He got some motherfucking motion. You know what I'm saying? So that's what some dudes do so they could get in your motherfucking pants. You know what I mean? If they around you first couple times and you ain't trying to fuck them or whatever, they be like, all right, cool. Now I'm gonna just withdraw and shit like that. But then when I finally come around and I done made her miss me, okay, I'm gonna make you miss me. You're gonna wanna kiss me. You know you can't resist me. Who know that song? All of the time. Bitch, that's 3LW, okay? Y'all be watching Power. Like, oh my God, I love Tasha. Tasha used to be a singer, bitch. Okay, she was the real Cheetah Girls. Okay, she was a part of the real Cheetah Girls. Like, for real, for real. They replaced her with Raven and they made the fucking movie. But she was the real Cheetah Girls. That's what 3LW was. The real fucking Cheetah Girls. Do your history, bitch. Okay. Period. All right. But yeah, that's their song. But yeah, that's what they do. They remove themselves and make you miss them. And when they pop up, they know they're gonna get the cheeks because it's like you created that scarcity of, oh, I might not be able to hit it next time, or I might not see him again. So let me get this now. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, people do that with products. They tell you like, oh, it's only one product. It's only one dress. This dress is only one left in the inventory. Whole time, it's probably like five of the motherfuckers in there. You know what I'm saying? Like, people use the scarcity mindset for many things, especially when it comes to selling. You get what I'm saying? But men are using this absence along with the scarcity mindset because they know that removing themselves creates a scarcity mindset where they can get the pussy or they can get you to treat them the way they want you to treat them because you might not come across them again, you know. I started to think about that, like, damn, that is so true. Like, when you use that, that's how it comes off. So you really gotta ask yourself, like, if you are a valuable person, would you be any and everywhere? Like, you can't be easily. Hold on, I'm texting something. I'm sorry, y'all. You can't be easily easily accessible. You know what I mean? Like, you just can't. And you got to be stingy with your presence and you got to be stingy with your energy. And when I'm saying your energy, I mean like what you choose to entertain. Like, even me going in a club, like, I'm not saying the club is beneath me, but it's just not some shit I would do. So you're not gonna catch me there on a regular because I'm protecting my energy. You know what I mean? Like, it's a lot of motherfucking demons and a whole bunch of bullshit that be in a motherfucking club, and I just don't think my body needs to be in line with that all the time. My body needs to be tangling with that bullshit. You know what I mean? Like, engaging in that bullshit. Like, it just ain't gonna work. Ooh, child. Ooh, I mean, why stop drinking alcohol? This motherfucker is strong. Child, I got me a little nib. Y'all know what a nib is? Like, one of them little shorties. They say shorties in Boston. I don't know what they call them where you from, but it's like the little tiny bottles of liquor. You know, and I got like a couple, I got like a shot in there. Like, the ounce of it is like fucking small as hell. It's not even a fucking ounce probably, but yeah, it's like one of those little bottles, and we call them nibs out here in Baltimore. They call them shorties, but I'm like sipping on one of them because I only got a little bit of wine left and I want to mix my wine, and I'm also trying to go back to sleep, and it's like, it's been hard to sleep, so I'm gonna take a little shot and it's gonna make me sleepy as I record this episode. But yeah, so what was I going with this? Yeah, you got to be, like, careful with your energy. Like, I don't need my energy mingling with the devils that's in a damn club, so I don't go to the club all the time. If I go, it's when it's something that I do and it's nothing to do. Or I just really want to have a good time because I know if I go out there and I have nothing going on, I want to have a good time because people ain't seen me in a long time, they're going to pop bottles for me. They're going to buy me shots. They're going to dance with me. I'm going to have the shit lit. And my energy is going to be, like, I really want to be there and party because I haven't partied in a long time. You know what I'm saying? You just get more respect and you have more power when you're not easily accessible. Now, also when it comes to energy, you don't want to have conversations with just any and everybody either. And I know that's going to sound crazy as fuck, but it's so true. When people realize, like, oh, she don't talk much, or she never spoke to me before, but she spoke to me now. You know what I mean? They get excited. Like, oh my gosh, she's speaking to me. Like, you know what I mean? And they realize, like, oh, she's very selective with who she chooses to engage with, you know what I'm saying? Like, who she choose to converse with. And you gotta be like that, because I'm telling you, child, if you don't, honey, sugar bye honey bun, you start hearing some bullshit, and they can't help themselves. They cannot help themselves. People just want to talk, okay? Sometimes people just talk to talk, okay? So you just gotta be careful with who you converse with, who you allow in your circle, who you hang out with, who you just surround yourself with, and period, in certain environments. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like when you know yourself, just going back to just knowing that you're rare and knowing that you're of high quality or high value, as some people may say, when you know who you are and you know that you really are that bitch, then you be real skeptical of like where what you surround yourself with. This lady, perfect video. We about to play this video real quick because this lady said it better than I fucking could, okay? Where is it at? She talked about, like, not knowing who you are and how not knowing who you are could really have you in some shit, and entertaining the wrong fucking company is not a good thing, okay? Let me find it. Give me a minute, y'all. Be patient. Okay. I found it. I'm about to play it for y'all.
Knowing who you are is a very dangerous way to live.
Is it
if you don't know who you are.
Okay, hold on. I found it now. I'm about to play it for y'all.
And I will catch up with you ladies and lurkers and ear hustlers in the next one.
Let me tell you something. Not knowing who you are is a very dangerous way to live. If you don't know who you are, you will settle for anything. When you don't know who you are, you'll surround yourself with just anybody. Like, I just think back to my life before I actually knew who I was and the kind of things that I entertained, the kind of jobs I used to work, the kind of people that I would let in my energy. Like, and the reason why I can say not knowing who you are is dangerous is because I've put myself in dangerous situations simply because I did not know who I was. When you know who you are, you're not just about to go anywhere. When you know who you are, you're not about to just hang out with anybody. You will have a certain standard for your life when you know who you are. I mean, I just said and had people try to play in my face. I mean, they played in my face because I didn't know who I was. Now I'm at a point in my life where the standard for myself, the people I surround myself with, the life experiences that I have, is very high. And it's not to sound like I'm too good, but at the end of the day, when you know who you are, you just simply move different. You do not play about yourself. And I feel like everyone should get to that point in their life. You should be setting the bar in your life very high when it comes to your life experiences, the people you date, the kind of friends you have, so on and so forth. But that's just my opinion.
So, yeah, what she said, like she talked, even at jobs though, like you ever notice the person that's always, doing overtime, the person that's always going above and beyond, the person, yeah, always doing overtime, always going above and beyond or whatever, they are not as valued versus the person who's like, I'm just doing my job and that's it. The moment that they choose to do overtime or the moment that they show up for a certain event or a certain like or certain things in that job, they like, oh my God, they treasure them because it's like, oh shit, she never really do this. So, wow, she's here. You know what I mean? Like, you just gotta like move like that, you know? So I wanted to play that clip because the truth is when you do know yourself, you know that certain environments you don't need to be in all the time. You know what I mean? And when you know yourself and you know you are high value, you know that not everybody can have access to you because letting everybody has access to you can really devalue you. You know what I mean? Like not just in the eyes of how people view you, but devalue you as in what you let into your soul that can affect you emotionally, physically, mentally, and sometimes financially, you know what I'm saying? So you just got to be careful of what you let in your circle. I know y'all hate the smacking or whatever, but I just had to swallow real quick, okay, y'all? I'm sorry. I'm trying. All right. So yeah, I wanted to talk about that. So try to use absence in your day-to-day life, okay? And let me know how that goes, not just with in your relationship, but friendships, in your jobs, and just like going places, you know what I mean? Now remember, you have to, like the rule said, you have to build up it's going to come to me, okay? But you have to build that rapport. There we go. You have to build up that rapport with these people. You know what I mean? You have to be around them. You can't just disappear right off the beginning. You got to be around. You got to build that rapport. You got to build that relationship, build that bond, and then withdraw yourself. And then when you show up, people will have that respect and that honor for you, and you would definitely have more power than you had before if you was always around. You don't want people to get bored of you. Like, damn, she always here. She's a fucking regular. You get what I'm saying? And I started to think like this, like...
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
I mean, I realized it when I went to the club that day, but I really started to think like this and move like this because sometimes I have people from my past. Can we talk about this? I have people from my past because I never changed my number. I have the same number since middle school. I have people from my past that will randomly hit me up out of nowhere. Like, they just like, oh, well, she ain't never changed her number, so I'm just texting. You feel me? Will randomly hit me up out of nowhere and be like, hey, I'm having an event, can you come? Or, hey, I'm doing this, can you come? Whatever. And it'd be like short notice. Or I just be thinking to myself, like, I haven't heard from you, bitch, in like 5 or 10 years. You know, and now you want me to go out of my way to see you? Like, because I know my value now and whatnot, and I know who I am, like, I just refuse to go out of my way for people that wouldn't go out of their way for me, or just go out of my way for people in general. You get what I'm saying? Because I take it as an insult when you randomly hit me up and invite me somewhere sometimes, because it just be like, hold on, you ain't here for me in years, and now you randomly hit me up and invite me somewhere. So do you think I have no life that I'm supposed to just show up? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not how I don't show up every time somebody invite me or call me or whatever and overextend myself, because then it's like, oh yeah, she'll do it. She'll always be here. Da da da. When I randomly come, I get more respect. People honor me more. People are more excited to see me because it's like, damn, we ain't see you in years and we didn't even know you was coming. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, that's a good surprise. Like, oh my God, bitch, I miss you. Like, you know what I mean? Like a surprise. Like, it's more like a hi, ta-ta, bitch, I'm here. You know what I'm saying? Like, but versus just breaking my neck for anybody, like, no. You know what I mean? And that's why I stopped my line at where the access to me comes and where the access to me lies at. Like, I just don't let anyone have access to me anymore. Like, if it's out of my way, I'm not doing it. If it's going to inconvenience me, I'm not doing it. And if you're from my past, I'm probably not going to hold a conversation with you. And it's not for me to say that I'm better than you or anything like that. It's just me saying, like, that era, that chapter of me has closed. You know what I'm saying? So I can't keep, if I let everybody have access to me, everybody still talk to me, then did I really level up? You know what I mean? Do you really see the growth in me? Do you really see, like, oh shit, she changed? Like, I need you to feel that shit. Like, I need you to know, like, I'm not the same bitch. Like, I'm the same bitch, but I'm not. Like I'm not the same bitch, but I'm still me. You know what I mean? Like, I am still Miss Brown, so I am still Vicky. You get what I'm saying? But I'm not the same bitch as, and I don't do the same shit. I don't tolerate the same shit no more. So I just can't be around it. You know what I'm saying? So you just got to be stingy with yourself. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know what I mean? So law 16, use absence to increase power and respect. I want y'all to try it. We already tried it in our relationships, but let's just try it, you know, and let's just try it in life in general. And just tell me, How that works out for you, okay? Where am I at? Yeah, tell me how it works out for you, okay? Just think of your, like, think value of yourself, you know what I mean? Like, think you the prize all around the border, not just in a relationship, in friendships, in life, at jobs, everything, okay? As always, ladies, keep it clatchet, and I look forward to hearing from you guys next time. Mwah. Pussy. Fuck a condo if it ain't the penthouse. Real hood bitch slaying a couture gown. I'm in the Maybach Benz and it's blacked out. And I'm on these bitches' neck till they tap out. Can't be fucked with, on these niggas fuckless. Hoes ugly, put they ass on the yuck list. Can't fuck.